The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Penelope Dale, founder and artistic director of the Troublemakers Adult Community Choir, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. The Troublemakers are delighted to present Blast from the Past, featuring cool hits from the fabulous 50s with special guest Ray Dillard on percussion. 5 concert dates are available to choose from, including 2 shows in Wasaga Beach on Sunday, April the 7th at 2 and 7:30 p.m. at the Wasaga Beach Community Presbyterian Church located at 208 Mosley Street. These concerts are free to attend. However, free will donations will be gratefully accepted. Advance tickets are required for the Wasaga Beach concerts as seating is limited. The Troublemakers is an adult community choir founded by artistic director Penelope Dale and her husband, accompanist Richard Maddock. What began as a small Toronto choir in 2008 has since grown to include chapters in Barrie, Wasaga Beach, Collingwood, and Creemore. The choirs perform a wide range of repertoire with selections taken from Broadway, jazz standards, pop, classical, folk, contemporary, and world music. Joining me in the studio's founder and music director, Penelope Dale. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. The adult community choir, the Troublemakers, are proud to present Blast from the Past, featuring cool hits from the fabulous 50s with special guest Ray Dillard on percussion, scheduled in Wasaga Beach on Sunday, April the 7th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Wasaga Beach Community Presbyterian Church located at 208 Mosley Street. Joining me in the studio is founder and music director Penelope Dale. So nice to see you again.
Thank you for having me back.
So I remember when you first started the Troublemakers, now entering its 4th season. This choir has come a long way, and since then you have expanded to include chapters in Barrie, Wasaga Beach, Collingwood, and Creemore. So tell us about these incredible choirs.
Well, you know, it's truly remarkable. You're right. We started in the spring of 2015 in the Georgian Triangle. We had 2 chapters, one in Wasaga Beach and one in Creemore. And I remember the first concert series we held 2 concerts, and I think there were more people in the choir than there were in the audience. So things have really grown quite quickly, and we feel just incredibly thankful for all the support that the communities have shown us in this area. We have so many people that come from all walks of life, Diana. Some of them have sung in choirs before. Some have had a little bit of musical training. Many have not. For them, it's their first experience singing in a choir. And as I say, they come from all the different towns around in our area, from as far away as Meaford. Wow. And Duntroon, Mulmer, Singhampton, and of course Collingwood, Creemore, Wasaga Beach, and Barrie.
And what is the average size of each of these choirs?
Well, we usually have typically between 30 and 40 people come out to a rehearsal at each location.
And for someone wishing to participate, do you have a specific month to register, or can you enroll throughout the year?
You can enroll throughout the year. We have sessions starting in September, in January, in April, and again in July.
So you'll have one start in April what?
The week of April 8th. And we'll be doing all music from the 60s and 70s.
Nice. So do you schedule any open houses?
The first week of class of each term, we welcome potential treble makers to come out and sit in on a rehearsal to see if it's the right fit for them, to see if they feel that it's something they would like to continue with. And at that point, if they want to register, that's great. There's no musical experience required, no formal musical education, just a willingness to attend the rehearsals regularly and to do some home practice.
Wow, that's incredible that you don't need to have any experience as far as singing. I'm always amazed by that. So let's talk about the upcoming concerts, Blast from the Past, with 5 concert dates to choose from and 2 shows in Wasaga Beach. I hear the one in Wasaga Beach has a tendency of selling fast. So do you need to purchase any tickets? Because I understand you have a free will donations that are being accepted.
That's correct. So the tickets actually are free, but because our Wasaga Beach venue is quite small, we're at Wasaga Beach Community Presbyterian Church, seating is limited. So for that particular those concerts, we ask that people have an advance ticket. And they can contact me at our email address if they like. And if they want to reserve a ticket, they'll be left at the door for them.
And what's your email address?
It's info@thetreblemakers.ca.
And over the years, the Treble Makers have donated tens of thousands of dollars to the community group. So can you elaborate about that?
Certainly. So we give 25% of the net free will donations that we collect from each concert season to local community groups and charities. So in the past, we've given to the Wasaga Beach Ministerial Food Bank. We've given to local school music programs such as Birchview Dunes and Nottawasaga and Creemore Public School. We've given to the Barrie Women and Children's Shelter, to Collingwood Salvation Army, to the Barrie Salvation Army. We gave to a GoFundMe campaign for a local Collingwood musician by the name of Karen Witt, who's hoping to come home. She's right presently staying in Toronto, where she needs greater care and specific housing needs that are being taken care of. That's correct. So and we are so pleased to be able to do that, Diana. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to give back something to the community. So
oh, that's so wonderful. And on that note, can you please introduce one of your favorite songs from the 50s?
All right. Well, this is one that actually the Treble Makers will also be performing at the concerts. Those of you who have seen the movie Ghost will recognize it. This is Unchained Melody.
Joining me in the studio is founder and music director of the Treble Makers, Penelope Dale. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Of the sea, yeah. lonely riverside. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest, Penelope Dale. So Penelope, the 50s is such a beautiful era. What can we anticipate at the concert?
You know, the music is just exuberant and joyful, Diana. Especially for the winter months, I wanted to offer our choir members really uplifting, cheerful music that would get them through the winter blues. So we're doing things like Purple People Eater. We're doing a medley of 60s hits that includes Hang On Sloopy and Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. That's a mouthful. We're doing a few musical theater selections, so things like Heart from Damn Yankees, Steam Heat from The Pajama Game, Hernando's Hideaway from The Pajama Game.
Very nice.
So it's a lot of great music, and I think the audience will go away humming along to the songs they've heard.
Excellent. And you have a special guest, Ray Dillard, on percussion. What can you tell us about Ray?
Ray is a phenomenal percussionist. He's part of Nexus. If any of your listeners are familiar with that percussion group, it's known all over the world. Ray has traveled extensively as a performer, and he's originally from Texas, actually, and now he lives in Barrie. He's a wonderful guy, and we're just thrilled to have him play with us.
And the Troublemakers on Facebook, what I found on that Facebook page is this beautiful quote: life is a song, love is the music. That really caught my attention. So what comes to mind when you hear that?
Well, when we were chatting just before we started doing the interview, I immediately thought about my husband, Richard, who accompanies the choir. Because, as you know, you may remember, we met through our love of music. We were waiting for a bus, and he saw me studying a score, and he tapped me on the shoulder and said, "If you ever need someone to play for you, I play the piano." And that's how it all started. And it really is. Our whole journey together as a couple has been filled with music and sharing our love of music with other people. And it's, I would wish the same for everyone, for all of your listeners, that you have someone to share your life with, as I do with Rich, to be able to share our career together as well is really, I think, truly a gift.
It's such a beautiful love story. I love hearing that over and over again. So where can we find more information?
If you'd like to go on Facebook, you don't have to have an account on Facebook. Just put into your search engine the Troublemakers Adult Community Choir, and our Facebook page will pop up, and it has all of the information about our upcoming concerts and what we've done in the past. You'll see some pictures and some interesting quotations. You can also look at our website, which is thetreblemakers.ca.
And can you spell that for yes. for all of us
yes.
here?
So Troublemakers is T-R-E-B-L-E makers.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Penelope, for being my guest. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Diana, it's always a delight to chat with you. Thank you.
So be sure to catch A Blast from the Past, featuring cool hits from the fabulous 50s with special guest Ray Dillard on percussion, scheduled in Wasaga Beach on Sunday, April the 7th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Wasaga Beach Community Presbyterian Church, located at 208 Mosley Street. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Penelope Dale for being my guest as we look forward to the Troublemakers Blast from the Past, featuring cool hits from the fabulous 50s with special guest Ray Dillard on percussion. 5 concert dates are available to choose from, including 2 shows in Wasaga Beach on Sunday, April the 7th at 2 and 7:30 p.m. at the Wasaga Beach Community Presbyterian Church, located at 208 Mosley Street. These concerts are free to attend, however, free will donations will be gratefully accepted. Please note, advanced tickets are required for the Wasaga Beach concerts due to limited seating capacity. For more information, visit thetreblemakers.ca, their Facebook page, or call 705-352-4595. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from a new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button for my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and now available on Wasaga Beach TV. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.